Welcome in, welcome in, welcome in, everybody. It's Locked On Eagles. Louis DiBiase, I am back. I took a vacation for 4 days out at a lake house, so thank you for tuning in, and I'm sure welcoming me back into your car or in your desk at work. Maybe you're listening to our desktop version on LockedOnEagles.com. Wherever and whenever you are listening, we always do appreciate it. I feel refreshed, and I feel ready to go here to talk some birds for you. On the podcast, 4 to 5 days a week, your team every day. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, and we had some really good shows last week. Of course, there was the big news that Carson Wentz signed the mega contract that looks really team friendly, though. So if you want to hear, we went deep into it. We have everything, every base, every element of the deal covered for you on Locked On Eagles. We talked, me and Gino, instant reaction. We did the emergency podcast about an hour after Wentz signed the deal. Got into a lot of great stuff on that one. Then I had Zach Moore from OverTheCap.com join me on Friday's edition of the show to get into the, you know, philosophy of me and Zach have some awesome conversations. We really hope that you like him because he's my hands-down favorite guest, but we've had some great conversations with him about team building and philosophy and with Wentz now, how this affects Jared Goff and Dak Prescott. Do you pay every quarterback this kind of money? What kind of quarterback are you comfortable with paying this kind of money? Got into the intricacies of the deal. Do they want to front load it? Do they want to front load it? How the CBA will change everything? We had it all covered for you. And then Gino wrapped up the contract talk on yesterday's edition of the show. So again, if you missed any of those shows, just tell Siri, just tell Alexa to play Locked On Eagles. And you can download it on pretty much any podcast app. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher. We do recommend the Himalaya podcast app. They got shareable playlists for you. You can check out your friends' podcasting playlist too. So if you really like, if you guys are in the car on a road trip and you're listening to a certain podcast on your friends' playlist on Himalaya, you can share it kind of like Apple Music does, I think, and a lot of the new music services do it. So we do recommend you listen to the show on Himalaya, but wherever you listen, make sure you subscribe because, once again, we're recording 4 to 5 days a week, and now that minicamp is over, we're getting into right here a little quiet time until training camp kicks up in a couple weeks. But then, ladies and gentlemen, we are a full go for the regular season. Like, once training camp hits, we got the cornerback battle to talk about. I still can't wait to get into that. We got the preseason. We got rookies to watch. I'm still waiting for Miles Sanders to get on the practice field and see what he can do on the field since they took him in the second round, because his counterpart in the second round, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, has been balling out with Carson Wentz so far this summer. So once we get into training camp, guys, we are right there. And then before you know it, the leaves will start to change. The season will start to smell just a little bit different outside. The clouds will come in, and it'll be football season. I can't wait for it. I'm enjoying the summer. Love the summer kind of podcast because I think it's a time where we can be a little bit more creative. But at the same time, man, I'm itching to get into this Eagles 2019 season because, once again, we've said it for months now, even before the draft when they added even more talent. This is one of the – and Zach Ertz said it, by the way, the other day at his press conference. Even including the 2017 Super Bowl championship roster, this is the best team that Zach Ertz says he has ever been on, just talent-wise, you know, purely based off paper, what guys, their ability, what they can do on the field. It is the most talented team he has ever been a part of. And Zach Ertz has played with some really talented players. I mean, that 2013 roster on offense specifically, 2014 as well, those are some pretty good offenses with Chip Kelly's first couple years. That 2017 roster, it has a lot of the players that are still on the current roster too, but they have, Howie Roseman has done an incredible job, and so did Joe Douglas. Shout out to Joe Douglas before he went to the Jets to now be their general manager. They did an incredible job of bolstering this roster to compete for championships, it seems like, for the foreseeable future. I mean, they have a lot of their core intact, too, through 2021, even with this Carson Wentz deal. But, of course, paper doesn't always cut it. And that's the thing here that we've talked about. Eagles fans, we all should know that. We have witnessed paper super teams before that have not come to fruition. So, of course, it's not going to get done on just paper, and that's what we're getting into today. Should we be worried about the hype? Should the paper, the talent of the roster, should it be enough to make you think, yep, I'm going to put a lot of money down this year with the Vegas odds. I'm going to pick the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Should we be feeling through the moon confidence right now, or should we be a little bit weary based on past experiences with the Eagles? that maybe we should hold off, we should wait until they hit the field. That's coming up next right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. We'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. I want to get into that now. Paper teams of the past, Eagles-wise and just NFL-wise, what have they done that season? The preseason favorites, right? The preseason hype trains where a lot of media outlets are picking them to win. The national media, the local media, fans alike, everyone's saying, ooh, based on their off seasons, the draft, free agency signings, that team is going to be a powerhouse. Do those teams actually pan out? We're going to take a look back in the history books, get into how this Eagles team compares to those teams on paper, and also what they've done in the past, because that's a big part of this as well. So that's coming up right here on Locked On Eagles. Don't go anywhere. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We're getting into paper super teams today. Do they normally cut it? Because you look at the talent right now with Philadelphia. You do. I mean, you look at it, right? They have one of the best offensive lines in football. Probably the, I would say, hands down, the best offensive line when they're healthy. Jason Kelce has consistently been graded as one of the highest-rated interior offensive linemen in the league throughout his career. PFF's number one center in 2018. Lane Johnson, best right tackle in football. Jason Peters, probably going to be a first-ballot Hall of Famer when it's all said and done. Brandon Brooks, to me, the most under-talked about, underutilized, I would say just not, you know, underrated, the simple word. Brandon Brooks is, to me, the most underrated offensive lineman in football. He has not allowed a sack since week one of the 2016 season. And, of course, he's coming off an Achilles injury. But, I mean, you add all those guys together. Carson Wentz, of course, nearly won the MVP just a couple years ago. Last year on a fractured back, he posted career numbers in certain categories, including completion percentage, where, you know, it was 7-plus percent. I forget exactly what he jacked it up to. But he nearly was completing, I mean, when it comes to adjusted completion percentage, it was over 70%. So, of course, we have Carson Wentz in-house. The running back group is looking a lot better. Skill position-wise, there is not a team in the NFL that's deeper and more diverse when it comes to what they can do on offense with all these tall, fast, athletic weapons in the offense. And then, of course, on the defensive side, one of the best defensive lines in the league, a really young but up-and-coming secondary, Malcolm Jenkins, the most underpaid safety maybe in the league. I mean, that's what he thinks. He wants a new contract, but he is back, by the way, in camp. So Malcolm Jenkins, of course, and Ronnie McLeod is one of the best 1-2 tandems at the safety position in the NFL as well. But once again, it doesn't cut it when you just look at on paper, hey, this team is loaded, right? We've seen it. The 2011 Philadelphia Eagles, a.k.a., according to Vince Young, the dream team. The 2015 Philadelphia Eagles, right, where Chip Kelly remakes the team in his image. You got guys like Adam Schefter picking that Eagles team to win the Super Bowl in the preseason. They think they're going to master Chip's up-and-coming, fast-paced offense now that they have, you know, a Sam Bradford accuracy type of quarterback. The running backs that run north-south like he likes. LeSean McCoy bouncing around all the time. He wanted DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews, these straight-line runners. And, of course, we know neither one worked out at all. That 2011 Eagles dream team nearly did make the playoffs, but, I mean, they got hot at the right time down the stretch, but they went 8-8. That 2015 Philadelphia Eagles team went 7-9. Chip Kelly gets fired before the season even ends after a Week 16 loss to the Washington Redskins. So the Eagles fans know that teams on paper don't always get the job done. In the past 17 seasons, by the way, only two preseason favorites have ever won the Super Bowl. Well, of course, in the past 17 seasons. Only two preseason favorites, according to Las Vegas odds, have ever won the Super Bowl. So preseason hype trains, they don't always make their stops to the top games. We know it with the Eagles for a couple years there in 2011 and 2015. How about the New York Jets, right? I mean, they did make those two NFC title games back-to-back with Rex Ryan and Mark the Sanchez Sanchez. But after that, remember when the Super Bowl was in New York, everybody's picking, I can't tell you how many years straight it was, oh, Jets and Cowboys, that's going to be the Super Bowl. And, of course, the Cowboys don't really win a whole lot of playoff games a whole lot with the Tony Romo era of Cowboys football. So, not blaming Romo, of course, but I'm just saying, I mean, they only beat the Eagles in 2009, and then they shouldn't have even beat the Lions a couple of years later in that wild card game. So, that never really came close to happening. The Jets were a very hyped-up team in the preseason. once again, being loaded on paper isn't enough. A lot of the times, it's really the teams you didn't expect. We'll look at the Giants in 2007 taking down the undefeated New England Patriots, or the Giants again in 2011 beating the Patriots once again. Both Giants teams kind of limped into the playoffs almost like the Eagles did last year. Got hot at the right time. They had the experience in the playoffs, and they ended up winning a championship. Look at the Packers in 2010. The team, the Eagles, Michael Vick, and that Eagles team nearly defeated in a wild card game at Lincoln Financial Field. That Packers team really wasn't overly hyped in the preseason. They ended up winning the Super Bowl. How about the Baltimore Ravens in 2012? How many people were actually picking them? Let's look at the Eagles in 2017 when they won their first ever championship in franchise history. I know from personal experience, I didn't expect that to happen. I had the Eagles going 9-7 in 2017. I thought they would take another nice step up, compete for a wild card spot, but it's year two with Doug Peterson. It's year two of Carson Wentz. It was more so continuing to develop this new identity of the Eagles and try to start competing them for the playoffs. And they ended up winning a championship. So, you know, there a lot of the times it's the teams that you don't expect. The teams here are the teams, though, on paper that have come through. The pretty much every Patriots team, right, that's won a championship. The 2004 Eagles, and I'm not in saying coming through, it doesn't mean you have to win the Super Bowl necessarily, but you have to at least make the playoffs and get into, I would say, the divisional round, maybe a conference championship. The teams that have done that, there's a certain reason they did it. The 2004 Eagles losing in the Super Bowl. The 2006 Colts, they won the Super Bowl. They were preseason favorites, by the way. They were one of those two teams that have done it. The other one was the 2016 New England Patriots. The Packers went 15-1 the year after they won the Super Bowl. Yeah, they didn't make it to the Super Bowl again, but they went 15-1 immediately after. They replicated that success into the playoffs. The 49ers and the Seahawks, through those big runs from 2011 up until, you know, around 2014, 2015, what was the similarities between those teams? They had done it before, right? They didn't have to win titles again necessarily, but they had to at least get deeper into the playoffs, and most of those teams did it. The Eagles, it took that fourth NFC championship game for them to finally win it and get into the Super Bowl. They had done it before. And that's really, once again, what this 2019 Eagles team has going for them. You look at that 2011 team, you guys have heard me say it before on the podcast. It was a bunch of guys that, I mean, Colin Jenkins had done it before in Green Bay. He had just won, he was just coming off a Super Bowl win. But these guys hadn't done it together before. Nnamdi Osman was with the Raiders. The Raiders were always terrible. Jason Babin, I mean, Ronnie Brown, even Vince Young, who neither one of those guys had big roles on the team. But the players you added, they hadn't all been through a championship run before, right? They hadn't gone through the struggles of a 2017 type of situation where the Eagles lose their franchise MVP, bound to be MVP quarterback, and they rally together and win that championship. Then last year, they face a catastrophic amount of injuries together, and they still pull through, win three straight games down the stretch, and nearly get into the NFC Championship game with, again, I've never seen a team suffer more injuries ever in my life watching the NFL. So that 2011 team, even 2015, was the same thing. Chip Kelly tried to just completely start from scratch, put Sam Bradford at quarterback, who had never won more than seven games in a season, DeMarco Murray, all these, Byron Maxwell, right? He just tried. You can't build a team through just one avenue, especially free agency, right? You can't just overpay a bunch of guys that really shouldn't get that money in the first place and then expect all this chemistry to gel just because of your one sustainable culture, right? And that everybody will mold to your, everybody will conform to your ideals. And that's just, it's not the way it works, but I don't think you should be concerned. Look, again, the Eagles aren't going to win the Super Bowl because they're talented on paper. That's not how it always works. Definitely going in their favor, though. But what also here is why you shouldn't be concerned about them, the hype about them on paper. This core has done it before. You still look on defense. I mean, it's pretty much the exact defense from that 2017 title season. The entire defensive line, Vinny Curry's back now, so he's the one that did it with the Eagles, not Michael Bennett. Nigel Bradham still at linebacker. Your entire secondary. These are the guys that not only in 2017, but even last year, your other corners, Rasul Douglas, Cravion LeBlanc, Avante Maddox, those guys were your starting corners during the playoff run, that three-game win streak, the playoff win in Chicago, the playoff loss in New Orleans. That's what the Eagles have going for them, much like all those Patriots teams did. The 2004 Eagles did, the 2006 Colts, the Packers, the Niners and the Seahawks. They had that core that had gone through it before. They had the experience. So, yes, they were loaded on paper, and that's part of why the Vegas odds were so high in their favor. But it was also because they had done it before. That's the thing. The Eagles are extremely talented, and that's going to help them a lot. It's going to give them a competitive advantage consistently throughout the season. But they've also had those playoff victories together, and that is the big part. They have proven that they've done it, right? Where that Eagles team, even before they added all those dream team assets in 2011, in 2010, they hadn't won a playoff game. In 2009, they didn't win a playoff game. 2008, they made the NFC title game, but then there was kind of some turnover. Brian Dawkins is gone. Brian Westbrook ends up being replaced by LeSean McCoy. You draft, of course, Jeremy Maclin. Donovan McNabb is traded to Washington. 2004 Eagles, they deserved to be the favorites. I mean, you add Terrell Owens to a team that had made three NFC championship games, had an up-and-coming, not even up-and-coming at that point, an established franchise quarterback in Donovan McNabb, one of the best defenses in the league. You bring in Kearse. You had Dawkins. Jim Johnson's one of the best defensive coordinators in the league. So that's the thing. This 2019 Eagles team, you should compare more to those teams than those Jets squads, right? Or the Eagles of 2011 and 2015. The Miami Dolphins team that thought they could spend a bunch of money on Ndamukong Suh and Mike Wallace and think with Ryan Tannehill that they were going to go far. That's why I don't think you should be concerned. You should be concerned if you're pretty much your basis for why you are going to go deep into the playoffs is solely off of paper and there's no proven track record. That is when you should be concerned. For the Eagles, once again, they have done it before. The other good thing about the Eagles and where they stand right now per Vegas odds, they're in that 4-6 range, right? Those teams have won the most Super Bowls per Vegas since 2011. Again, the top team has only won it twice. The Eagles are right now kind of, honestly, I think they're underrated. I think they should be higher than where they're placed right now. But they're in that range right here where actually the teams like the Eagles, where they're projected, those are the teams, honestly, that end up winning it more than anybody. So you should feel really good about that. Not everyone has the experience, though. The Eagles have done it, but some of them haven't. And that's what we're getting into next right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. So when it comes to where this Eagles team is going to fall in the history books, the 2019 Eagles, a lot of expectations. You've heard me and Gino hyping them up. This is the most excited I've been for an Eagles season for a long time. Of course, last year was a big one because they're coming off the championship win, but now that they're fully healthy, you got Carson Wentz, that deal's done. He is healthy. He's not coming off the torn ACL. It sounds like the back is at a full go. He has not been held back whatsoever, according to Doug Peterson. Howie Roseman was so comfortable in the injuries that he gave out that big deal to Wentz already. So I think that they're going to fall more on the side of when it comes to those paper super teams, right? The preseason favorites, according to Vegas, according to the big media outlets, the national media, the fans as well. I think more so they're not going to fall on the side of the 2011 Eagles, the 2015 Eagles. It's more going to be the 2004 Eagles, these Patriots teams, the 2006 Colts that won the Super Bowl. Why? Because those teams had done it before. They had gone through those playoff wins. They have that experience. Now, again, not everyone does have it. The Eagles don't have the quarterback that was on those magical playoff runs. Nick Foles is now in Jacksonville. He was the guy that took over for Carson Wentz and led them to three wins in the playoffs and won a ring in 2017. He was the guy last year that took over for a 6-7 Eagles team, won three straight games, had a game-winning touchdown on fourth and goal on the road against the number one ranked defense in the NFL in the playoffs. Still incredible. Then he nearly beats the one seed at home in New Orleans to get to the NFC Championship game. So they don't have the quarterback that was a part of that run. But for me, I shouldn't say it based on the entire podcast basically talking about how experience with how talented they are on paper is what's going to put this Eagles team in 2019 over the edge. But at the same time, for one individual player, when it comes to the quarterback position, because that's where I think some people are going to decipher the difference between the past couple years of Philadelphia Eagles football to this year is that, oh, Carson Wentz is yet to this. It's a take. It's a take that's very popular. Is, you know, we'll see what Carson Wentz will do in the playoffs now. I mean, is he going to be able to capture the same magic as Nick Foles? He's got to get into the playoffs. Two straight years now, he has not finished the season to play in the postseason, where Nick Foles, again, has taken them on these runs. And I do understand it. He needs to stay healthy. We need to see him in the playoffs. Of course, you want to know, can that guy be the one to do it? I will say, I think it's kind of overhyped when you know, people were like, we got to see if he has what it takes. Because for me, if you're a really good player, I mean, football doesn't change. Of course, it's a little bit of a different atmosphere. Defenses, they are really on their game, it seems like, in the postseason for the most part, except for really the 2017 Super Bowl or the Minnesota Vikings 2017 defense in the NFC Championship game. But I digress. For me, I think it's a little overhyped when it comes to experience with quarterbacks in the playoffs. It can be an intimidating factor, especially for a young guy in his first postseason game, first couple games of postseason experience. The stage gets bigger and bigger. But at the same time, I mean, I looked into it, and I'm not really concerned about Carson Wentz not doing it yet. First off, he has shown before that he does not shy away from the big moment. His best game of his career so far, if you ask me, was the most important game of his career so far, and it was on the road in LA against the Rams, which was the first real win that was close to securing home field advantage. Because if the Rams win that, they jump the Eagles in the standings in the NFC standings. And the Eagles might not get home field advantage, and we've said it multiple times on the podcast before, do they win the Super Bowl if they don't get the playoffs running through Lincoln Financial Field? If they have to go to Minnesota against the Vikings, if they have to go to Atlanta, does it change? I don't know. It really could have. So Wentz has done it. I think he got even better in the fourth quarter last year, for sure. I mean, you look at the – first off, that pass to Alshon Jeffrey down the field against the Panthers, although they didn't win that game, on that final drive, he got them down the field quickly. The Jaguars game, late in the second half, Wentz refused when Jacksonville's storming back, right? Blake Bortles and the Jags are going on this run because of Jim Schwartz's soft coverage. They're easily driving down the field and putting up points. Wentz makes some huge third down conversions. He refused to go down in that game. How about the end of the year, right? His second last win of the season against the Giants. That fourth quarter comeback, fourth and goal, he finds Nelson Aguilar over the middle of the field on that mesh concept to move the chains. The Eagles end up winning that football game, which kept them in playoff contention. If they lose that game, the Eagles do not make the playoffs. So first off, Wentz to me has shown, and he's improved on it from 2016 up until now, that he is not shy of the big moment. But also, I mean, once again, it's kind of a little overhyped. I mean, Tim Tebow did it, guys, against the Steelers. We all remember that crazy Tebow mania. Mitch Trubisky last year and Teddy Bridgewater a few years ago with Minnesota, those guys gave their teams a shot at a short field goal, winning their squad a playoff game against Super Bowl defenses, right? Against Teddy Bridgewater drove down the field in a ice bowl, essentially, against the Seahawks the year after the Seahawks lost the Super Bowl to the Patriots, right? But it was, you know, a Super Bowl win, then a Super Bowl loss, then they're playing the Vikings. Bridgewater got them in range. If Blair Walsh doesn't miss that field goal, the Vikings move on. Mitch Trubisky last year, I mean, look, the Eagles, they allowed Trubisky to drive down the field. If Cody Parkey doesn't miss the double doink field goal, the Bears are the team that move on and not the Eagles. So those guys have done it. Tebow has done it before. Russell Wilson, Andrew Luck. I mean, when you're a star quarterback, you're a star quarterback. And for me, it's not going to change in the playoffs for Carson Wentz. Russell Wilson, the minute he hit the postseason, his rookie year, look how good he was in those big moments. Andrew Luck, instantly, these guys became stars in the postseason. So while Wentz hasn't done it yet, and I'm looking forward to him proving everybody wrong that he can, first off, stay healthy and get to the moment, he can also shine in the moment. I think it's a little overhyped that he hasn't been in it before. I think some people are expecting him to, I think they're waiting for it to maybe be a label. I don't know if it's going to help for clicks or help form a new narrative that, hey, yes, Carson Wentz may be more of a talented quarterback than Nick Foles, but he could never win the big ones. I think that's, I can read it in some journalists, their style of writing, their style of analysis, that some people are trying to set that up. And for me, I think, of course, it's an important aspect for sure. You don't want to be in a Tony Romo or Matt Stafford situation where these are very talented quarterbacks throughout their career, but they never have the playoff success. The Eagles have this window open right now, and you need Carson Wentz to help you take advantage of that. He should be the main part of taking advantage of that. But at the same time, I think him not having the experience is not going to hold him back, because I've seen it before from young quarterbacks that they can, if you're a good quarterback, odds are you're going to do it in the playoffs as well, considering guys lower than Carson Wentz's talent have put up big-time performances, big-time moments in the playoffs, i.e., once again, Tim Tebow, Mitch Trubisky, Teddy Bridgewater. But I would say Wentz is more like Russell Wilson and Andrew Luck, and look what happens every time those guys are in the playoffs. I mean, they're heroes. I think he's more so in that category. So, yeah, the Eagles are talented on paper. We should talk about that. We should hype it up. But for me, I don't think you should be worried about them falling victim to these overhyped paper super teams that Vegas gives high odds to, a lot of people bet money on, national media outlets pick to win it all in the summer. I don't think they're going to fall victim to that overhype because, once again, they have a core that has done it before, and they've really just been complementing that core with more key additions. But, and with Carson Wentz as well, I think he's ready for the moment. I'm excited to see if he gets there and if he takes advantage of it. But I think it's an interesting conversation because not a lot of teams that are, you know, as hyped have pulled it off before. Once again, I mean, the Eagles are not the favorites, though, so I guess that's a good thing because the favorites have only won it two times before. But I think, once again, the Eagles will fall more so on the side of history with that 2006 Colts team. The Patriots, I think those are the kind of teams, once you continue to be there time and time again, it gets easier and easier, and I think Carson Wentz will find that. I think the Eagles will find that, so it's a good situation to be in. It's a wonderful world where they're great on paper, but at the same time, this team on paper has a ring to show for it. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for today's edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Thank you for joining me. We will be back tomorrow. We got two more podcasts this week, and then we'll come back next week. Once again, 4 to 5 days a week. Make sure you subscribe to the show if you can to really help us grow the show. If you can leave us a 5-star rate, tell us what you think of the show for a review on Apple Podcasts or, once again, wherever you listen to the show, and hit us up on Twitter. Keep the conversation going at LockedOnBirds, at DBassiLOE, and at Gino_LOE. As always, thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and let's go, Birds.